Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the latest and greatest NFL draft prospects. We have a fantastic guest today. He's also a guy who serves and protects our country. It's Quincy Adams from Navy, the defensive back. He was also at the Tropic Bowl, a collection of some of the top talent in the country at the senior level. But with that said, Quincy, we appreciate you serving, and we appreciate you taking some time and joining us this morning. How's the day treating you so far?
I'm doing well, sir. You know, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on. But, you know, I'm doing well. Having a good morning so far. How about you?
I'm doing great. Like I said, we got a jam-packed day full of prospects coming on the show, so it's always a good thing. And sometimes, because you guys are busy or just circumstances arrive, sometimes guys miss the show. So then we're scrambling to fix things up. So we're one for one today. So that's always a good thing. So you're the first guest of the day, and you're on time. We're on time. So everything's working out in that aspect. For you, kind of let's kind of get into this. Every guy, you know, when a guy comes from, you know, the Army, Navy, Air Force, et cetera, you know, I'm always interested in how you kind of get on the field. I mean, you know, obviously you had to play high school football, but, you know, when high school rolls around, I mean, what were your options leaving high school? I mean, did you knew you wanted to go into the, you know, the armed services, or did you, you know, have options at other schools? Kind of take us into that mindset.
Oh, so for me coming out of high school, I really didn't have a lot of D1 schools looking at me. So I was looking to, you know, play wherever I could, get on the field wherever I could. So whenever the Naval Academy called, you know, I didn't really know much about the school, but my teammate Noah Copeland, who was a captain last year, went to the school, and he was just, you know, talking to me about it and everything. He actually told me not to go. I tell everybody he told me that, and they don't believe me, but he told me not to go, and I ended up going with two of my best friends to the Naval Academy. You know, I'm blessed, and it was a privilege to play at the Academy. I'm thankful that they gave me the opportunity to play.
So I'm curious, so he tells you not to go. How did you get persuaded? Or, you know, if somebody close to you tells you not to and you decide to do it, I mean, obviously there were some good things that you saw. What are those things that said you knew this would kind of be the best fit for you?
Well, yeah, I really didn't believe that he was being serious at the time. I thought he was kidding. I went on the visit, and the Naval Academy itself, you know, whether you get to play in the league or not, you know, it sets you up for the rest of your life, you know, financially. You know, you have a job, great education. You know, those are all things that were appealing to me. And the other big thing about the Academy was the brotherhood. The bond that you build at the Academy, it's unlike anywhere else. The teammates on my team are my brothers. They'll be my brothers for life. You know, we'll literally go to battle with them. So I love those dudes, and that's what sold me on the Naval Academy.
Excellent stuff. And then the rest kind of becomes a great story. Once again, Quincy Adams here on the C2P talking some NFL draft as he makes his path towards his next level. So, I mean, you're playing high school football. Did you play both sides of the football? I assume you did. And kind of how did you end up at that defensive back role?
So I didn't really play football that much in middle school. I played flag until I switched schools to Brandeis my sophomore year. I didn't play football freshman year. So whenever I got there, the coach told me, you know, he'll play wherever he thought I fit best. So I ended up at corner, and I played defensive back sophomore and junior year. And then our captain, Noah Copeland, graduated, and he was a running back. So they switched me over to offense. I had not really had much experience at it before, but I guess I ended up doing pretty well. And then the Academy asked me whether I wanted to play offense or defense, and I picked defense. I felt like that was the best fit for me.
Nice. Excellent. That's a kind of an interesting take, them kind of giving the option. And I see you about 5'11", 194. I see you as high as 204. What's your actually height and weight, Quincy?
I'm like 5'10", like 200.
Nice. Excellent. That's kind of right where you played around, like your playing weight?
Oh, my playing weight, I got up a little bit higher. I was closer to 205.
Okay. No biggie. Once again, Quincy Adams here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check it out at iTunes. You can also check it out at Blog Talk Radio. and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegetopro.com. We like to say it's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. So you had the opportunity, you played down at the Tropic Bowl earlier in January. What was that experience like for you?
It was a great experience. I'm happy I went down there. I really got a chance to see what it was like for other people making their way to the draft and to the league. I really had not much experience with it before coming from the academy, so it was nice to see, like, you know, like what my competition is doing, like, you know, like how are their workouts, who are they talking to, you know, things like that. Like getting a chance to talk to some scouts, you know, it was pretty eye-opening experience that, you know, I'm glad I got to see.
Definitely, yeah. It's a priceless opportunity. And having scouts being able to see you for a week of practices and really get to know you, it's a priceless commodity to have. How many teams do you think you talked to, and who'd you talk to?
I guess the scouts weren't too interested in me there. You know, hopefully they were just hiding their interest.
They're
really
great poker players.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I always think about Paul. He was a first round pick, Falcons, and he said the one team that showed him the least interest, the one team that he did not talk to, was the Atlanta Falcons to that same circumstance. So every time he says he, you know, hasn't talked to a team, but some of the times that show you the most that are really going to take you. And a lot of times it does end up being the case. So you get down, you get invited to the Tropic Bowl. You have a great career at the Naval Academy, one of the top players for the midshipmen. So, I mean, let's talk, if you're in the film room with these guys, Quincy, what are they going to love about what you bring to the table? I mean, what are those traits, those qualities pop off the film?
Oh, for me, it's going to be effort, you know, hustle. I think I'm a very good tackler. I'm disciplined in coverage. I'm not going to give up the deep ball. And hustle, I'm willing to play, you know, defense, special teams. I'm willing to go wherever they need me.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes it's the defense you run. Sometimes it's the, scheme that you ran. You can't afford certain opportunities.
Well, at the Naval Academy, we play a lot of zone coverage. So maybe a little less man-to-man that they won't really be able to see. But I think I'm a versatile player. I can play at the nickel position. I didn't really do it in the games, but I know that I have the ability to do it. I can play at the nickel or the safety position. I think that my versatility is something that won't really be highlighted in the game film.
Nice, nice. And you guys had such success this year. What was it kind of like being, I mean, you guys, what, 11-2, I believe you guys finished that? I mean, phenomenal year.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
Keenan was down at the Senior Bowl. I got to put the eyes on him. The East-West Shrine, and then Chris was down at the Senior Bowl. I got to put the eyes on him. I mean, just a tremendous amount of talent. What was this year like for you?
It was huge. We just took it one game at a time. Our mantra was 1-0 the whole time, so we were just focused one game at a time, and the season built upon it. So I think that Bernie and Keenan did a great job as captains, and then it trickled down through the team, starting with the seniors all the way down. Everybody knew their role, and that's one thing about the academy. You understand your position, you understand your role, and that's ultimately what leads to your team's success.
Yeah, and I'm sure, I mean, kind of take us through a day. I mean, you don't have a typical day like most college kids. I mean, your day is a lot different. Just kind of take us through a week from Sunday to Saturday. Kind of take us through what it's like being in the Naval Academy, doing what you have to do, being in the Naval Academy, but also playing football as well.
Okay. So Sunday would be a recovery day after the game. Come back to the school probably around like 12, recover, you know, bikes, get in the pool, stretch, and then we'll have formation at 6, and then we'll go eat dinner. After dinner, probably study till like 11 or 12, go to sleep, wake up around like 6:30, go to formation, eat breakfast. Well, formation would be at like 7 o'clock. Go to formation. After formation, then we'll go to class. Class starts at 7:55, and then we'll go from class till like 11:30, go down to lunch, and then after lunch we'll have meetings from like 12:20 till 1:20. After that, go to class again. After class ends at like 3:20. Go to practice at 4:00, and then practice from about 4 to 6. You know, shower, eat dinner at 6:30. Go up to the room. Get to the room normally by 7:00, and then I'll, you know, take a break, maybe 30 minutes, and then study from 7:30 to about 12:00. I typically don't do homework after 12:00, and then wake up and, you know, do it all over again.
I'm exhausted just listening to you. Are all the guys together? I mean, is that you guys are, like, you talk about the team, the brotherhood, you mentioned that earlier. I mean, when you're going through all those functions, I mean, does everybody have to be there? Everybody have to leave and arrive basically at the same time?
Pretty much. Like, everybody's schedule is different. As far as classes, they differ a little bit during the day. But we all have to be at new meetings, and we all have to be at practice at the same time. So, and then, I mean, dinner and all the meals are scheduled, so you have to be at meal at that time, or you won't be able to eat. But the freshmen also have plebe duties, so they have, like, plebe rates and stuff they need to know. So they have their workouts in the morning, so they'll lift almost every day in the morning. So their schedule is even more jam-packed than the seniors would be.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Quincy Adams, the Navy standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, offices, draft bio at college2pro.com. It's kind of a cliche question, but I have to ask it. I mean, at that next level, is there anybody that you make, and we're not saying you're saying that you're better than or as good as yet, but is there anyone that you kind of pattern yourself after or kind of look to, you know, the mirror your game that's playing in the NFL right now?
Oh, yes. I love Tyrann Mathieu. He's an aggressive player. He's undersized as far as, you know, his height. And, you know, his 40 time might not jump off the mat, but he's a great physical player. He's great in coverage, tackles well. He's versatile, and I like to think that, you know, I'm kind of like him. We both have that chip on our shoulder, and, you know, it forces you to play better, to exceed people's expectations.
Excellent, and he is. He's phenomenal. At the time when he was a junior, well, when he was coming out at LSU, he was actually down at the Senior Bowl. He didn't partake in it, but he was just kind of down there with his agent at that time, kind of making the rounds. And standing next to him and seeing him, and then you see him on the field. You mentioned the undersize. Pound for pound, I don't know if I've ever seen a more ferocious guy than Tyrann Mathieu. Because when you see him, you're like, wow, that guy's not that big. And then when you see what he does on the field, you're like, that guy's ferocious. And it is incredible. The level he brings, the intensity he brings. For you, Quincy, before we wrap this show up, we always like to have some fun. We throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot at those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you had to take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you most likely going to take to dinner?
Oh, I'll probably go with Olivia Munn. I think she's hilarious, and I love X-Men. I can't wait to see the new movie.
I like that, man. I tell you what, I think that's the first time we got her.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get a new
one.
I
think she's great.
Awesome. I like it. I love when we get a new name. And question for you, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things, are we more likely to see you up on stage as a lead singer?
I don't know what happened.
This has been a college2pro.com exclusive. This has been a college2pro.com exclusive.